The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Your energy level and health are not where they should be. Tune into Energy, Medicine, and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley. Our program will showcase experts from the field of energy medicine. And most importantly, we'll show you how to repattern and optimize your energy flow for optimal health and wellness. Now, here is Dr. Ann Deatley.
You have tuned in to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley, the Radiant Energy Doctor. And I know you know that energy medicine is a method of working with the body's energy systems to help create balance for optimal health and wellness. And remember, everything is energy, and energy is everywhere. And energies control how you feel, what you think, and how you live. Energy is all there is. The topic today is integrating energy medicine in a medical practice. Both Dr. Mehmet Oz and Dr. Norman Shealy, who is an MD and PhD and founder of the American Holistic Medical Association, have both said that energy medicine is the future of medicine. And recently we discussed with Katie Huff Oberlin, a certified healing touch practitioner, how the practice of healing touch has been successfully incorporated into the clinical setting. Therefore, I decided to investigate how energy medicine is being integrated into physicians' medical practices. Energy medicine is a wonderful complement to Western medical practices, empowering people to engage the innate healing capacity of the body to live radiantly. Dr. Mirella Dragonescu is a rigorously trained internal medicine and geriatrics physician, currently practicing full-time in South Jersey with Lourdes Medical Associates. Early in her medical training, she started thinking about other ways our bodies could heal, in addition to what she was learning at the time. She practiced Hatha Yoga and meditation for years and also participated in multiple holistic trainings and workshops, such as Flower of Life with Maureen St. Germain, Sound Healing with Tom Kenyon, Bach Flower Essences with the Edward Bach Foundation. Her latest certification was in Eden Energy Medicine. Because Mirella was fascinated by the ease and efficacy of energy medicine techniques, she is working on her advanced energy medicine certification. Mirella combines the knowledge from her holistic trainings in the context of allopathic medicine and empowers people to use simple techniques and exercises to feel vibrant, no matter the presenting physical ailments. Welcome, Mirella.
Thank you. Thank you, Anne, for having me.
We are so pleased that you're here.
Yeah, I'm delighted to be there. It's actually my first interview on this topic. And it's so wonderful that I get to talk about these kind of things in an era where while technology is advancing so fast, it's also costing so much. And more than ever, we need affordable ways to heal, easy ways to heal that we could all access at any time without copays, without prior authorizations, without having to go far places. So this is really a crucial time that we are living right now. It's so important that we can even talk about these techniques.
Yeah, and that we can do something for our self-care without having to go to a doctor. That's what I think is really empowering for people.
And now for the first time, you can actually do that even going to a doctor. So the doctor can tell you which techniques to use.
Yes.
Because these trainings I took, you know, they were so detailed and there were so many techniques that, in fact, sometimes I'm trying to figure out which technique should I use for this. I'm feeling this way. Should I use this technique or that technique? So, you know, especially if you haven't been trained in energy medicine or in Bach flower essences and whatnot, it's always good to actually go to a doctor and say, in addition to medication or outside of medication, what else would you recommend?
Mm, exactly. Yeah. It might put the medical professionals out of practice, though.
Well, I think we're pretty far from that just because the reality is there's so much suffering in the world right now, and there's so much disease, which mostly we have created ourselves, such as, you know, promoting all these unhealthy foods and unhealthy lifestyles and creating all these jobs that take so much out of people, you know, all this shift work and night work that we know it's bad for people, but obviously we couldn't figure out another way to do it for now. And all this increasing complexity of life in society where, let's say, you have a family and both parents work, and so you have to be a worker, a parent, a lover, et cetera, et cetera. So how do you balance? So our society has gotten to a point where unless you do something in addition to just living on automatic pilot, it's almost impossible to just balance on your own.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, we live in a very stress-filled society, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so before we go too much further, let's tell the listeners how you found out about energy medicine and how that has changed your life.
Right. So as you mentioned during my presentation, I was always attracted towards other ways to heal just because ever since I was a medical student, all the teachers were telling us, you know, of in anatomy and physiology, how great our body is and how complex and how wonderful. But on the other hand, when we're starting to learn pharmacology and different drugs, I kept thinking, no, wait, we're jumping from our body's wonderful and complex and can do this and that to what drugs we take for headache or for high blood pressure and for diabetes. I mean, there must be a missing link here. There must be something else, some gray area where there are other things you can do. So I started looking into different things. So initially, I was very attracted to yoga, and I practiced yoga for all my medical training, and that helped me learn faster, better, achieve great results for my tests, you know, just live a balanced life. I was a vegetarian back then, so it's very, very nice. But, you know, for some of us, yoga is kind of unsustainable. You know, once you get busier and busier and busier, really practicing an hour a day of asanas or meditating an hour a day kind of becomes more and more difficult. And from the standpoint of talking to others, you know, yoga is not for everyone, even though it's more widely spread than ever. Again, it's not for all the backgrounds, every person from every culture. You know, some people are more attracted to other healing modality or self-help modalities. So then I kept looking for what other things are there. And, you know, I took some other classes of massage, using magnets for healing. I heard of acupuncture. And then at some point I came to America and I kind of forgot all about it because in America, as you know, life is very intense. So I continued my medical training here and then kept going to some training such as Flower of Life, which you mentioned. And I also stumbled upon a wonderful healing system called the Bach Flower Remedies. And last but definitely not least, I stumbled upon energy medicine. And what really attracted me to energy medicine, that finally there was something that you could practice. So you didn't need to take anything, buy anything. You didn't even need a yoga mat. It was so simple. And yes, there were some techniques that you had to learn, but they were like so simple. And after you did them for a while, they actually worked. It was like no self-hypnosis or no self-suggestion or have to think in a certain way. It worked. So I was so amazed that I was like, oh, I have to pursue this. I have to study this. I have to get certified. I have to tell everybody about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you were originally from Romania.
Yes.
And you speak several different languages, English, yes. Spanish, French, and Romanian.
Right.
Has your background in language skills enabled you to attract a wide diversity of patients and perhaps patients that are more open to holistic approaches to healthcare?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's a good question. Actually, I learned Spanish because one of my first jobs in this country once I finished medical training was in a heavily populated area with Hispanics. So I figured nobody can really understand you through a translator when it comes to your health. You really need your doctor to speak your own language. So I took private lessons. I learned Spanish actually right here in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's one of the best investments I made, you know, rivaling with my energy medicine training, because a whole new world opened to me and, you know, a whole new culture, and communicated with patients about what was most important to them. Whether they were more open to energy medicine than others, I really can't tell. I think with energy medicine, you really meet people where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
And is really not culture dependent, meaning, you know, you could be from any culture and be totally open to it or totally rejected of it. So I can't really generalize, but it's, I would highly recommend to anyone, you know, once you learn a new language and have the opportunity to have clients speaking that language, again, a whole new world of opportunity will open to you.
So when you first... you were saying that you really wanted to learn about energy medicine. You really wanted to be able to use it. Was that more for your self-care or educating? Or did you have the original idea that you would integrate it into your medical profession?
You know, I wanted to use it for myself. I think any healer, you know, everybody who's looking to learn more healing modalities, deep in your heart, you want to heal yourself. I don't think there's any healer out there who just started to be interested in healing just like that, just like a hobby, like, you know, I want to raise poodles or whatever. I think, again, any healer had certain health challenges, or, you know, maybe a loved one has health challenges. Every single healer, you know, had a deep reason to learn it. So I learned it for myself, and it worked. I mean, I didn't really have, thanks God, any major health challenge in the sense of, you know, I was never in a wheelchair, or I never had a stroke, or didn't have cancer. So I don't have any stories such as I healed myself from cancer or I healed myself. But I could tell you that I live a very highly intense lifestyle, being a full-time practicing physician and a mother and a wife, and I have many hobbies. And, you know, my weight is normal. I sleep great, and I'm happy most of the time. And I don't have any outbursts of angers, and I don't take any medication, and I don't self-medicate myself with wine or, you know, drugs or overspending, or basically I don't need to compensate in any way, because I do a daily energy medicine routine to keep myself balanced every day. In addition, I use other techniques depending on how I feel that day. So I use it, and all the interesting techniques are primarily for myself, because I want to have a fulfilling life, a vibrant life, and to take advantage of everything that life has to offer.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. So now that you know how well it works for you, then you want that for your patients.
Exactly, you got it, because, you know, that's the best testimony that you can give to a patient. You know, let me tell you how it worked for me. Let's say I used to be very upset, and I used to be upset for 3 days, and now I could be upset for just 15 minutes because I do these techniques and my upset goes away. You know, I transform that emotion. I rechannel those energies, and I'm no longer upset, or I'm no longer panicky. I'm no longer depending on what the situation is. So, yes, I think it's important that the person that teaches had ample opportunity to practice those techniques.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about how you've integrated the energy medicine into your medical practice.
Yes, this is a continuous challenge, because, as I was saying, Yeah, I have all this information, all these healing techniques and the Bach flower essence and the energy and everything. But the question is always, do I initiate that conversation or do I allow the patient to initiate? And so who should go first? Because I said not everybody is ready. Yes, we all want to heal ourselves. This is a primal instinct. We all want to feel great and we all want to be happy. But we all have our preconceived image of how is that going to happen. And, you know, some people, you know, we as a Western society, we did such a good job with promoting all this medication. Some people strongly believe that all they need is the right medication. They'll feel great forever and ever. And other patients are the opposite spectrum. They're coming to see me and they say, I don't want any medication. I want anything else other than medication to feel better. Right. So, you know, to identify these patients could be a challenge because are you going to ask every patient, so do you have medication or do you want energy? You know, it's a little bit of an odd conversation.
Yeah.
But I'm also, you know, using it as an opportunity to fine-tune my intuitive skills and kind of try to feel where the person is. But it's not easy. It's not easy. And sometimes, again, the patients do a great job saying, oh, please tell me what can I do to feel better. I don't want to take anything. So sometimes patients are very upfront about it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes also they're very upfront also that I want to take a medication. You know, I want you to take a medication that will make me feel better from this or from that. So you kind of see where they are and not trying to impose your will over their will because, you know, that never works. You know,
right,
since
yeah.
you were a child, you know, it's mom and dad saying this is the right thing for you and you thinking that that's not, you know, that doesn't really work.
Right. So it's a fine line. Yeah. So, but do you know what percentage of people ask, you know, tell you that you want to learn something different or holistic or, you know, they're saying, I don't want to take any drugs? But what percentage of your patients ask you that?
I will just throw a wild number in there. I'm just going to say about 15%, 1-5, about 15%.
Okay.
I think they volunteer that they just want to change their behavior or change what they do or how they do. And then the rest really strongly prefer a different medication, different, better, higher, faster. But, you know, it's really a wild number because I never keep a tag on this, and you know, there could be days in a row when I have people all enthusiastic about these other modalities, and then I have also days and weeks where nobody's really interested in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's really uneven.
Okay, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Sure.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
Why do people behave the way they do? The study of human behavior is one of the most interesting facets of life. Human behavior gets played out in a limitless number of ways. Now, there's a radio program that explains the why and the how of what we do. Human Behavior, What a Trip, is hosted by Dr. Jonathan Brower and will include interesting guests as well as call interaction from people like you. Let's have fun with this together. Listen every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you living your vital life? One that is showcasing you at your full potential? There are many issues that stand in the way of most people achieving their full potential. We will discuss these issues and how to overcome them each week on The Vital Life, Awakening Your Full Potential, with host Dr. Carolyn Coker Ross. Living the vital life often requires that we trust our own intuitive voice and that we view illness or life challenges as calls to action to reconnect with the deeper urges of our spirit or soul. Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you're looking for answers and solutions, you don't have to look to expensive treatments, consultations, and methods. All you have to do is listen to your connections every week, the Dr. Melanie Show will teach you how to do just that. Dr. Melanie Barton will share her gifts and talents and teach you to do the same. And in doing so, find the solutions to the issues in your life that you truly need. You'll learn about holistic and practical health in six key areas. Discover the Dr. Melanie Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
Okay, you're back with Dr. Ann Dietley and Energy Medicine Optimal Health, and we are talking to Mirella Dragonescu, who is a medical doctor, and she's trying to integrate energy medicine into her practice. So, Mirella, can you share some examples of how your clients have benefited from the combination of going to a medical doctor that also knows energy medicine?
Absolutely. In fact, to my satisfaction, that actually happened today. This afternoon, I saw a lady who came into the office with all her four children who had ages between 4 months old and 15 years old. And she was telling me how she's very stressed because she's a working mother and obviously she has all these children, and one is a teenager and one is really a baby. And her job has given her a hard time in certain respects, and it's really hard for her to cope with multiple stresses at the same time. And she would like to know, what could she do, you know, when, because she's really losing her temper and she really doesn't want to hurt her children. I mean, not physically, but she knows that when she yells at them, her blood pressure spikes high and she doesn't feel good. And she said, I don't want the medication. I would like, what can I do to prevent this from happening? I don't want to lose my temper the way I do. And I want to cope better. You know, I'm going through some tough times and I'm not sure what to do. So I had two ideas for her, and both ideas were from two completely different trainings that I took. The first suggestion I had was to use a mudra called the Mellow Mudra, and this is the name that Donna Eden gave, a mudra which is very easy. You basically put together your index finger with the thumb and put it on your temple, and the rest of the fingers rest on your forehead. And you do the same thing with the other hand. So you simply hold your hands like that and just breathe, and you don't need to think about anything in particular. You don't need to do any kind of affirmations, so you don't need to, again, you just relax. And within a minute or two max, you're starting feeling your own pulses, your capillary pulses. And sometimes you have some nice deep breath, which is the signal that your body is giving you that you're starting to deeply relax. And after those just 1 to 2 minutes, when you take your hands away from your head, you simply feel different. You feel more relaxed, more refreshed, and there's no mystery to it. It's simply that when you bring your hands to your head and you gently touch those points, again, the temple and the forehead, you bring fresh blood to the brain because the increased temperature brought in by the hands causes vasodilatation. So there's more blood flow to the brain. So the frontal lobe get all fresh blood and nutrients so you can think better. Think better, faster, get more creative about what can you do about your situation. So that's the Mellow Mudra. So we did it
and,
right then and
Mirella,
there.
And Mirella, that's also, you're also bringing energy and oxygen to your brain too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think this is also called the triple warmer reactivity pose for those of you that know some energy medicine. So there's
right.
multiple names for this.
Yeah, it's called the I'm okay mudra, the mellow mudra, the triple warmer reactivity. It's several names. and the same wonderful effect. So mm-hmm. I did it right then and there with the patient. And actually, I held her baby while she was doing it. I did it first. So mm-hmm. then I held her 4 months old, so she did it. And mm-hmm. she said, yes, I feel better. And, you know, I'm so glad I came and asked you that. And then I also talked to her, and I exemplified the alternate nostril breathing, which mm-hmm. simply means you start with whichever nostril you want and block the other, breathe in, then unblock it and block the opposite one, breathe out, and then redo the cycle. Breathe into the one that's open, block the other, breathe out, and so on and so forth. Again, it's called the alternate nostril breathing. It's a very ancient breathing technique.
Mm-hmm. So what does that do?
That calms down because, you know, breathing is believed to move prana, you know, the chi energy in the body. And when he moves it that way in a controlled fashion, that calms the body down. You know, once you control your breathing, that's very, very calming and balancing. And the longer you do it, the more long-lasting the effect is.
Okay. So how long would you recommend, like, this woman to do it for?
I told her, you know, do it for at least 10 minutes. If you can do it 15, that's even better because it takes some time. See, you're not putting your hands on your head, so you don't act directly to the brain level the way you do with the Mellow Mudra. Breathing is more of a generalized, you know, process. And I think you're engaging your subtle body at a whole different level. So just doing it for 2 minutes is not going to do a whole lot for you. Actually, won't do anything. So I think 10 to 15 minutes would be a lot better.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good.
So the patients were very, she was very satisfied because she did tell me her concern. She didn't want to take any medication because, again, she's a working mother. She didn't want to be impaired. She didn't want some sedative just to knock her out and not be able to function or wake up when her baby was crying. Or, again, she was very intent, no medication. I just want something to help me balance my moods. So I hope it works for her.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it will. I mean, I know it will. If she uses it at the right time.
Yes.
Sometimes when you're, you know, you're in that temper state, sometimes you don't, that's the least of your least ability to think of, you know, the correction or the, just stop and do something. So what is the greatest benefit of using energy medicine in your practice, have you found?
I think the greatest benefit is that it empowers people and give them something to do before they resort to something stronger that could also have side effects and also that would have them spend money too. So mm-hmm. when you use energy medicine, again, you're empowered and you teach your body how to heal itself. And there's so many things to it. As I said, you save money. You don't need anybody's help. I mean, unless, you know, you, God forbid, if there's an emergency, by the way, yeah, if somebody has a perforated appendix, please, I mean, holding your head, you know, that's not going to help much. You know, getting to a surgeon fast, that will definitely help. So, you know, you need to use your common sense. You know, if you feel terrible and your blood pressure drops or is sky high or you have a fever of 105 and, you know, are in terrible shape, you know, seek emergency care, that's for sure. But again, we're talking about these gray areas where you're kind of feeling off, mood is off, can't function the way you would like to, not as effective as you'd like to, maybe even having some symptoms, like mild symptoms like a headache, a pain somewhere. So I would start small. You know, I would definitely start small if I were at the beginning. I wouldn't agonize at home again with the low blood pressure and nausea and vomiting or having a symptoms of a stroke and trying to do something like that. So, like with everything, you know, you need to use your common sense.
Mm-hmm. So do you think your patients are more open to energy medicine because you're an MD and recommending it as an alternative modality?
Yes, I think many of them are pleasantly surprised. I didn't think they expected the kind of advice I give from me. they would expect it, I don't know, from a self-help column, from some self-help book, from some inspirational,
guru.
It's one of these Deepak Chopra's people, you know, all these speakers and authors, you know. But I don't think they expected, you know, from the doctor's office to go, yeah, sure, breathe from through this nair to that nair, or hold these points or massage these points, because, yeah, sometimes I tell them, tap your spleen meridian points or rub your neurolymphatic points. I think they don't expect it, but so far I didn't get one negative reaction. So far nobody told me, oh, I think you're crazy, or, you know, I'm never going to come here again. On the opposite, you know, now their families are coming to see me, like, oh, my God, I can't wait to tell my mom. And, you know, sure enough, the mom comes, you know, switching from her doctor, comes to me. And then the aunt comes. And then, you know, the nephew comes. I mean, it's incredible, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really, really nice. And I didn't expect it, but I'm very pleased with that development.
Yeah, that sounds great. So it's word of mouth right now.
It's word of mouth. I mean, I did update recently my profile on the internet. You know, they have all these websites, like HealthGrades. HealthGrades is a website that rates physicians in terms of, you know, how long do you wait in the waiting room, and how long do you have to wait for an appointment. And they also give an opportunity to build yourself a free profile. So I did that recently. I hope it's live now, because they had this disclaimer that while we're trying to put your profile up as soon as possible, it could take as much as long as 7 to 10 business days for it to be up. So my profile, with all the other modality I offer, such as Bach flower essences and energy medicine, should be up by now. But if it's not, it's surely coming.
Mm-hmm. So that's great that you're advertising that. So, and I also know you teach classes. Can you tell us what type of classes you teach?
Exactly. So I started thinking, you know, I can't just wait for people to discover me. I mean, it's wonderful, but it's just not really a 21st century modality to just people to knock at your door and say, isn't that so that you perhaps, you know, some energy medicine? Isn't that so that you perhaps you can show me some holistic modalities for me to feel better? So I went head on, and I went to the Lourdes Wellness Center, with which we are associated, and I offered my presence. I said, I'm happy to give holistic classes to the general public for free every month. And the Lourdes Wellness Center was very, very receptive, and they gave me a room, and they put my classes on their website. So again, lourdeswellnesscenter.org. So we have had wonderful monthly classes, and in fact, we're never done on time, because people ask so many questions, and they're so enthusiastic, and they always want to know more. So we did some of the classes, we did them twice, because we couldn't fit as many people as they wanted to come. For instance, emotions and your health, where we taught some basic techniques to balance your negative emotions, and then we also taught Donna Eden's 5 minutes daily energy routine. That was another class. And I offered then, I hope they're on the website by now. If not, again, they will be soon, 4 more new classes, such as about memory, energy medicine for the eyes, uncovering your personal talents, you know, becoming, following your path, and nurture your heart. So we have 4 more classes coming. However, while initially they were free, the Lourdes Wellness Center really, really saw that they were so valuable that they said, you know what, it's just not right to give it free. So now they're charging $15 for the class.
I still think that's really amazing. There's so much value in what you're teaching people.
Right, and same thing. Yes, patients come there. I mean, sometimes they're my own patients. They use the opportunity to see me speaking, but for the most time, I think 90% of my audience, they're people who just go on the website and find a class and come, since it's free, you know, right? Nothing to lose. You know, just last Thursday, they were asking me, so what insurances do you take, and can I come? Do you take new patients? And they were very enthusiastic. Can I bring my boyfriend? Can I bring my mother? I was like, sure, you know, but will you do that with me in the office? I said, yes, I will. If you identify yourself that you're interested also in other modalities, I will not volunteer to every person for the same reason. I said, if we're taking the first example that, you know, perhaps 15% of people would be interested, talking to the other 85%, you know, oh, let me tell you about all these other things, may not be very effective.
Right. So you're not trying to convert anybody to...
Yeah, I strongly believe that, you know, eventually we will all get there where we want to be empowered and transform the way we feel using our own power. But right now, again, not everybody's there, and I think it's not going to work if we're just trying to force people into it.
Right. Yeah. So let's tell them a little bit about Uncovering Your Talents, that course, because, you know, that seems like a strange course for a medical doctor to be teaching. So,
yes. So I must confess that, you know, it's not my idea. The idea that uncovering your talents and your health are very strongly connected didn't come from me. It came from Dr. Edward Bach, the inventor of the Bach flower essences. And Dr. Bach lived in England in the 1930s. In fact, he died in 1936, so probably he was born sometimes in the 1800s, late 1800s. And Dr. Bach strongly believed that the body basically shows signs of disease when the soul and the spirit are disconnected. That means when you're not doing the work that you're supposed to do in this world. And that was a very powerful idea. And if you look around you, how many people really do the work they want to do, you know, you'll be pretty overwhelmed that most people are in the jobs that they are because, let's say, either they're the only jobs they could find or they're the jobs that offer good benefits, pension, a close to home, things like that. But if you really talk to people, you know, do you really love your job? They're like, well, it's okay, you know, or I've been there for 17 years and I have pension, or I have, so I think many of us sometimes, because we get so sucked in the physical reality, we lose sight of the fact that, you know, we're meant to do maybe different things with our life. Maybe we're supposed to, sure, teach or paint or sculpt or, I don't know, different things. And according to Dr. Bach's writings, and it makes a lot of sense to me looking around and seeing people suddenly becoming sick without any symptoms like previously or anything, I think it does have to do, you know, if you're fulfilling your mission in life, I think you live for a very long time because you have something to wake up in the morning to. You have work to do. You know, you don't need an alarm clock. You wake up, you can't wait for the day to start because you're doing the work you're meant to do.
Yeah.
Versus pushing the snooze button like, oh, I can't believe it's Monday again.
Yeah.
Oh, what a bummer, you know. You know, you see people at work, oh, it's Monday. Or, you know, oh, it's Friday, yay. Something doesn't mean it's a bad thing that, you know, you resent Monday or you're happy it's Friday, but it goes to show that if you feel, you know, so under the weather just because it's Monday, perhaps you're not in the right line of work or not in the proper position, or, I mean, something's going on because you're not supposed to resent your job. You're supposed to enjoy your life because...
Yeah, you should be living radiantly. Okay, with that, we're going to go to a commercial. We'll be right back, Morella.
Yes.
Listeners.
Real Life Solutions, Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you have a child in your life with autism, there may be a lot of questions that you need answered. What if your child has recently been diagnosed? Or maybe you have a question about treatment that your child is currently undergoing. For answers to these and more, tune into Autism Spectrum Radio with Dr. Bill Freya. Our guests will include parents and experts to discuss current experiences, treatments, and breakthroughs for those living with autism. Listen every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
In your family, what is most important to you? Is it health? Relationships? How about getting along better with your kids or your parents? Maybe it has to do with losing pounds or gaining financially. Whatever the problems you face in your family, you'll want to tune in to Family First with your host, author, and speaker, Randy Rolfe. Since 1985, Randy has become the foremost expert on matters concerning the family, and she can help you. Family First airs live every Friday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you figured out what's not working in your life? Could you use a little help? Join your host, Tamaran, for Let's Figure It Out. Tamaran has had both highs and lows in her life. She uses her experiences to teach you some basic techniques on how to live a better life through health, relationships, and more. Her guests also come from the health and wellness industry, and together, Tamaran and her guests will help you get your life on the right path. Let's Figure It Out airs live every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. The largest syndicated alternative health talk program has come to the Voice America Network. The Dr. Bob Martin Show is the program that will answer your health questions and help you to heal your own body of many different ailments. Each week, you'll hear the answers that Dr. Bob gives to his callers that help them to be their own doctor most of the time. We'll also discuss developments on the healthcare front and what you need to do to keep your body in top form. The Dr. Bob Martin Show airs Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Health and Wellness. Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. The show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
Welcome back. You are here with Dr. Ann Dietley, the Radiant Energy Doctor, and we're talking to Mirella Dragonescu, who is a medical doctor. And she knows energy medicine as well as some other holistic treatments. And before we go any further, I would just like Mirella to give people a way to contact you. Now, I know you had Lord's Medical Associates website where you teach your classes. So what, could you say that again to them? And
it's actually the Lord's Wellness Center.
Okay.
.org that has the classes.
And how do you spell Lord's?
Lord's, so it's www.lourdes wellness.org.
Okay.
So Lord's Wellness or Lord's Wellness Center.org, I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't look for my own classes on the internet, but it's very, very easy to find, you know, if you just Google Lord's Wellness Center in South Jersey, basically in Collingswood.
Is there another way that they could contact you?
Sure. So my office is on 208 Whitehorse Pike, Suite 3, Barrington, which is Barrington, New Jersey, 08007. And the phone number to the office is 856-547-3111. I also have a professional address, which is Dragonescu M. That will be DRAGANESCUM at Lourdes, which is again LOURDESNET.org. So Dragonescu M, LOURDESNET.org.
Good. Wonderful. Okay. Can you share a technique that you teach often that has a major impact for your patients?
Sure. One of the most common issues that people have, and you know, is very, very prevalent, is obesity and overweight. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people struggle with the fact that it seems to them that no matter what they eat, when they eat, kind of they can't lose the weight. Because, again, everybody's so busy that exercising hours and hours a day is really not an option. And I had somebody just last week who was very overweight. She was obese, and she had knee surgery. So she said, there's no way I can do a whole lot of exercise. I can barely walk. But I know I have to lose weight because that will be easier on my knees. And what can I do? If I already worked on my eating and drinking and I'm doing the best I can, well, what else is there?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, I can offer you a technique which is based on the fact that we have 12 paired meridians and another 2 unpaired meridians, and one of the meridian is called spleen meridian. And in traditional Chinese medicine, it is thought that the spleen meridian is responsible with metabolism, assimilation and metabolism, or whatever, food, drink, anything that goes into your body. So I said, something that you can do to ease your metabolism and have things be absorbed better and not be stagnant in your body, not being accumulated the way they are now, is tap your spleen points. And I showed her where they were, you know, a little lower than your axilla on your ribs. So I showed her the points and I said, tap your spleen points before and after every meal for about 30 seconds. And after about a month or so, you will see a shift. That means you will not put on that much weight, or perhaps you'll even start losing weight, even though you're not doing anything else different.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know to a lot of people a month seems a long time. You know, we live in times where we want everything to happen yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is, when you look at any meaningful changes in our bodies, whether it's weight or even emotions or anything, you should wait at least, give any technique at least about a month to work to see, a sizable shift.
Now, they can also tap at the end of their rib cage on the sides as well, right?
Right. Yeah, so there's a pair of points right down under the breasts, and then there are another set of points, exactly as you said, on the rib cage, underneath the axilla, like kind of that line, on that line, like lower than the axilla. So it's hard to tell on the radio, but again, mm-hmm. in the office, a lot easier to show.
Mm-hmm. Demonstrate, yeah.
Yeah. So I told her that, and I hope to see her again soon, and we'll see what shifted. You know, it's mm-hmm. hard to build new habits, and some people feel like, well, what are people going to say that I'm tapping, you know? Well, so you can tap in the privacy of your room, or, you know, in the bathroom, or, you know, just cross your arms. And I show her more discreet ways to tap that actually people can't even figure out that you're tapping. I hope it's going to work for her. It certainly works for me. I'm just like anybody else. I don't really have a whole lot of time to exercise. In fact, I only exercise once a week for 30 minutes, and yet my weight is perfectly normal, and I really don't follow any diet. I just eat what I think is, you know, what is good quality food, and if I can, organic, but I don't follow any particular diet such as Atkins diet or South Beach or whatever. I don't starve myself. I eat dessert. Mm. And yet, as I said, not only I'm not obese or overweight, but my weight is normal, and I hope to keep it this way.
Yeah, so you're living a balanced life, it sounds like. Yeah. Do you see the value of energy medicine as a pre- or post-treatment for surgery?
Oh, that would be amazing. If that would be done on a national level, absolutely. Lourdes actually has two hospital nurses called holistic nurses, and mm-hmm. they do energy work on patients. But as far as I know, they do it on critically ill patients right now to help mm-hmm. them come out of the intensive care unit faster.
Mm-hmm.
So they do rounds and they do
So what would they
craft.
Do? What do they actually do?
They do different energy medicine techniques. One of them is right now in Dana Eden's program. But even before, she's one of those people just like me who took multiple trainings with multiple teachers. So she has her own routine. Mm-hmm. She told me, oh, I just do things that I know they work. And I didn't go into much detail because, in fact, I do not do hospital work. So I didn't ask.
Right.
But she said it works every time. And when she compares the critically ill patients, the ones that receive energy work with the ones that don't receive energy work, she finds that the ones that receive energy work get downgraded to a, you know, a lower care level unit faster.
Mm.
So
they're recovering
faster.
But
again, they have two nurses, and I mean, I wish every hospital would have nurses that would know energy work. It can only help. That's the beautiful thing about energy work. I've never heard about energy work that hurts people. Worst case scenario, it doesn't do anything, but I don't think that's really happening. But what usually happens, people get balanced and feel better. And pre and post surgery will be a wonderful thing because we all know pre surgery, people will get all anxious and worked up. What's going to happen? And they're all frozen in their fear and their body doesn't work like 100%. And post surgery, I think they're like so knocked out after anesthesia and whatnot that it will be so great to have somebody, a health professional, to do some energy work on them to balance them faster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's great. So there is value to it, and you're already seeing it happen with Lourdes Wellness Center. So that's great. I'm very happy to hear that.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So is there anything else you would like to share with the listeners? That we haven't discussed already?
No. I think it's an amazing time that we get healthcare professionals interested in other modalities and they get to squeeze little nuggets in a medical visit, especially given that a medical visit is usually 15 to 20 minutes for an established patient, about half an hour for a new patient. So I think it's great that, you know, I hope more and more physicians will take some trainings of this sort and help their patients this way, because all of us, the society, we can no longer support these skyrocketing prices of healthcare.
Mm.
And energy medicine will certainly help balance their costs because you're not going to need to run to buy medication all the time, and you'll be able, again, to take care of some of your symptoms yourself. So I think we're living wonderful times. I hope you will find near you a physician who has some knowledge of energy medicine or Bach flower essences or what have you, any other holistic trainings. And if you're around Barrington, New Jersey, please come. I'll be more than happy to assist you in any way I can with my knowledge.
Yeah, and I would recommend her classes because they sound very interesting to me. I'm also in New Jersey, but I'm northern, so it's about a two-hour drive for me. So. Okay, so I just want to tell the listeners that I have a new website, and it's www.energizeforjoy.com. And I have some free videos on different techniques for people to use. I did it for you guys, and please take advantage of that. So again, it's www.energizeforjoy.com. And there will be other free reports coming. I'm working on that. And also, please like this Facebook page. There's an Energy Medicine Optimal Health Facebook page, and several people have definitely liked it, but we need more people. I know there's a lot of people listening to this show, so please go to that page, Energy Medicine and Optimal Health, and like that so we can start a community. And I do have people asking me for specific shows and different information, different topics. So let's keep that going. I definitely want to give you what you want to learn about. And I'm working on all those shows. I just have to find people that will be able to discuss it with me. So all, you know, everybody that's given me suggestions, I'm taking that very seriously. So again, www.energizeforjoy.com. Anything else? Well, we talked about living radiantly, and I think, you know, finding your joy and being able to share share your love and joy and positive energy with the world certainly has a basis in energy medicine. And as Mirella was talking about, you know, uncovering your talents and your passion, this is what living radiantly is. Once you're connected with your heart, your soul, your spirit, then you're really like one body and you're focused on what you were meant to do. And we are all here to live a purpose. So live radiantly, love openly, and really make a difference in the world. And that's what I recommend. And energy medicine will help you get there. So do your daily energy routine. And if you need that, you know, let me know. Send me a message to radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com and I can send you that if you don't have that. So until next time, live radiantly, love openly, and make a difference in the world.
Great. Thank you very much, Anne, for having me. What a privilege.
Oh, you were wonderful, Mirella.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Anne Dietley. Please join us again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Thank you again for tuning in.